You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Yeah, I know. The movie's called Triggered, but I'm not going to lie. I actually felt kind of triggered by this movie. I know. And not in the way they intended, I think, at all. I mean, the title's a pun, I guess, because everyone in here is kind of, is not even kind of, is totally and utterly a horrible human being to the point that they're just so difficult to watch, especially right now, that I felt triggered to turn it off and watch something I like. Yeah. That was just me.
It wasn't just you.
This movie is definitely for some people. And I don't think it's horrible. I like the concept of taking Battle Royale and like narrowing the scope and adding a lot of sort of modern day self-aware meta humor to it. That where they went wrong was forgetting to make all of those jokes feel funny or normal or natural in any way, shape, or form.
So, like, they took away the good script. They took away that part, and they kept everything else from Battle Royale in it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, that's cool. I like people exploding and gore and that stuff and friends turning on each other. I'm, you know, wait, we're still talking about the movie, right? Oh, shit. Yes. Okay.
Well, I mean, it could be modern American politics as well, but
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I said, I was triggered to change the channel. Maybe not the best time to be. Maybe there's movies you go, I could see myself coming back and giving this another chance someday, especially if this director, Alistair Orr, who is not a newcomer, but it's never really had a hit it out of the park success. If he goes on to bigger and better things, I could see revisiting this and giving it another chance, because I certainly was just not in the head state to see a bunch of assholes coming at each other, like shallow, hollow assholes coming at each other like this. But, you know, before we get there, though, let's talk about what lovely non-shallow assholes are here with me. I've got LaWayne.
Hey, how's it going?
I've got Wright.
Hello, everybody.
And on the other side of the equation, we've got Danny.
Shallow dog it.
Just teasing. Someone had to get it, and Doggett, I thought, would take it the best. Well, the story here follows nine friends, which right off the bat, you're like, wait, what? Because they clearly, most of them just cannot stand each other. They were friends in high school, quotation marks, and they've decided to have their reunion camping off in the woods, which everyone right off the bat is like, why are we doing this? We have like real places to stay. We're like in the middle of nowhere. It's like, well, he said this would be better. And they wake up with, you know, attached with like wire you can't cut through explosive vests strapped to their chest, each with different times on a countdown clock. And you're like, okay, what's going on here? No one really knows what's happening. And they find out quickly when the person who put them on them, who we get a little bit about earlier in the film and in dialogue, is a teacher at their school whose son apparently died, and he blames the group. And it's not clear why or what that has to do with anything. But he's like, well, here's the deal. You got bomb vests. Figure it the fuck out. And takes his own life. And they're like, what the hell? So it's odd in that instead of just flat out saying, oh, and here's the rules, the very complicated set of rules, like explain to them on any level what happens next and what they have to do, he takes his own life and you've got to wait for another 20 minutes as they slowly eck out what the details are of the rules to this, which are that basically, like in Battle Royale, you can kill other people to your advantage. And if you kill someone else and whoever's closest to them takes their time. So they get to live that much longer. And they know that when they get down to one, that person gets to go free. And so there's a lot of people like, but we were friends, but I thought you loved me. And all the dynamics that we see in the very beginning of this thing as they're kvetching at each other endlessly by their campfire start to come into play. Amongst the big secret, wait, did one of us kill that kid in high school, the guy's son? And that is triggered. Oh, yeah. And the whole time they always sang really annoying one-liners that reference other entertainment, but strangely, never Battle Royale, you would think.
I think they even mentioned Saw at one point, too. There's like this half-assed Jigsaw guy coming in, which is funny because Jigsaw actually normally explained what was about to happen to them. And they like he tells them what to do. This is just like, oh, I guess they are right about being a half-assed Jigsaw.
Yeah, like you're going all Jason Bateman on me, bro. Oh. Stuff like that. You know,
oh,
like
that whole bit.
There's a lot of lines like this in here where you're like, so you're, and this drives me crazy, and there is a way to do well targeting dopamine receptors in people's brains for nostalgia or things they recognize. There certainly is. And that means writing a good joke that also adds on, hey, I recognize that reference, which always feels pleasant. This is more just like, mention this thing that people like. Ha ha, isn't that funny that we mentioned that thing?
Yeah, it almost feels like Family Guy, but a horror movie. They're just referencing things constantly. It's like, get it? We're pretty goddamn clever. I'm like, no, you're not. You have terrible dialogue. And why in the fuck is everyone's accent so goddamn wonky?
Because they're South African.
I know they're South African. And that's the thing that I didn't understand. It's like, well, why are you guys playing American 20-year-olds, I guess, then? Like, why not places in South Africa? Because there are a lot of times where I was like, oh shit, that did not sound good at all.
The biggest problem I had, and this is not unique to this movie, but it was very exaggerated in this movie. We already talked about how unlikable they are. I had a hard time telling most of them apart.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, there's the smart girl with short hair and the band dude with facial hair and a bunch of other attractive girls with dark hair. One of them has them in like twin braids. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of guys I could only distinguish based on the fact that one was in a red jacket and one was in a yellow jacket.
See, Louane, this lets me know you don't play enough Among Us, because the entire time I was just thinking, okay, there's yellow shirt, there's orange jacket. Yeah. It's like, I was keeping up all these characters just by their articles of clothing, so I'll give them that much.
But it just makes it that much harder to care whether or not any of them survive. And then when we get to the end, I'm not going to spoil it, but we get to the end and I'm like, wait, which one was that?
Yeah, no, and it would have made sense if you're like at first, no, they all seem, you know, varying levels of nice enough there, but, and then slowly reveal, oh, shitty things about them as it goes along. But no, before it even gets into there's danger, they are the worst human beings on the planet. And yeah. I'm going, even the girl's supposed to be the nice girl. I'm like, you're fucking useless. I mean, she's got no personality at all. And I just didn't get it. There's like a character who says happily, oh, I don't read. Well, I read celebrity gossip blogs, but not books. And she's not even like one of the bad characters, you know, in the movie's context of it.
I really didn't understand the first question in my head, or at least I was asking myself, I was watching the first like really 5 minutes, is like, why would any of them do this? Why would
they party together?
Yeah, they don't like each other at all. Like, yeah. It's the craziest thing. Like, I understand Seinfeld because they do actually enjoy each other, but like here, but in Seinfeld they're assholes, but here they're just assholes and they like openly say like, oh, you were such a bitch back in high school, no wonder I didn't like you. Why did you agree to do any of this?
None of it makes sense in the context of wait, when were y'all friends?
Yeah, it's like, oh, we were friends like, you know, 6-7 years ago, that was the last time we saw each other. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, I knew people in high school, but we kept up together because we were actually, friends. And so, like, yeah, we would go camping or, you know, take a trip somewhere. But these people are just like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen each other in, like, you know, 5 or 6 years. Like, why the and they hate each other. Like, why would you do this?
This is another one of those where there are a bunch of pieces that together I'm like, oh, this could be cool, but it just doesn't coalesce.
There are definitely moments when I see, like, oh, you're trying to get a little, like, cheeky Sam Raimi-esque stuff where like the there is a like, kind of a de facto villain sort of throughout the movie.
You mean the best character in the entire film?
I mean, kind of he was, but he was from a different film. Like, he's shouldn't be in this movie.
He was a OneOfUs.net reviewer. He was just dropping these references out of fucking nowhere. And every time, I laughed my ass off. He was like, "You're such a piece of shit. I love you. Don't die."
Danny, you are not invited to the OneOfUs.net convention.
Well, I think, I don't want to be like my usual self and just disagree with everybody. But I'm going to be my usual self and disagree with everybody. I thought this was the most enjoyable piece of shit I've seen in the last 2 months. My God. What a happy cast of terrible characters that we're going to watch all die violently. So, okay, fine. I mean, we're not dreading their deaths. And that's fine. Really, it comes down to this, what you can enjoy in this movie. Here's the things you can enjoy. The possible mystery, if you care. Again, you guys obviously didn't care. But for a regular audience, the possible things you could attach yourselves to. One, who killed this kid that is the reason that there's a bomb strapped to everybody's chest. There's that. There's a yellow shirt who is, I don't know, he either sounds like Will Arnett or the hormone monster from that Netflix cartoon.
Big Mouth.
and just these, you were saying, why do they have to be Americans? I don't know if any other countries where the teachers hate the students that much, but I'm looking back at my public school and I'm thinking, yeah, there are some teachers that would do this to us, for sure. Not even hesitation. They wouldn't even do all that plotting. But I think what I'm trying to say is I enjoyed this piece of shit.
I believe the actor's name was Russell Krause, who was playing the total douchebag. I could be wrong Kato. There, but I think that's who it is. And honestly, he's the only one who's bringing any energy into this at all as the guy who's like, you know what? This isn't so bad. I kind of like going around and killing everybody else. And his character's absurd. He's written, like everyone else, implausibly, ridiculously, but at least he's putting the energy into it that he's genuinely the one that you're kind of following the most. But let me say this, as far as like the mystery, oh, why did they do this? It is the most last minute tacked on.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that a disappointment of an answer in this movie? Like, oh yeah, we almost forgot. It was this person. And why? It's really stupid. Don't even worry about it.
Because that's the problem with the script is that they're following the characters trying to get the bombs off and not really focusing on the mystery too much. So I think even for a general audience, you would even forget it, like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot there is a reason why they're here. I just thought they were just in it because it happens so quickly and all they're thinking about is just trying to get the damn bombs off their chests.
I love the idea that the person who did this to them just forgot to give the instructions. I wonder after he blew his brains out, if on his way to death's door, he's like, ah, shit, this is how the...
He was like, all right, let me tell him how this worked. Oh, I can't because I bought these on Wish.
What's it called? How...
That's more clever jokes than we get for most of
the I don't know what you're talking about. Kato had some of those one-liners that I'm going to rewatch just so I can memorize all of them.
Like, you are not allowed to use a single one-liner from this in a One of Us review, Danny. I officially forbid it.
So I can't say I know one of you guys have herpes because I gave it to you?
That was the only line in the whole movie that made me laugh when someone goes, that's just the herpes talking. That made me laugh.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I couldn't tell if, because the tone was all over the place. I couldn't tell if this was supposed to be like a black dark comedy or was it supposed to be horror? Or was it really supposed to be taking itself seriously? And it was all over the place with the tone, because when Kato would come on screen, he would just go batshit bananas, and you would think it's Bruce Campbell from Army of Darkness or something at that point. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Again, he's a completely different movie, and some of the line delivery and the lines that they actually say, just like, where is this? Is this from Idle Hands? Like, what is this? And see, I can reference shit too.
Really, this movie lives and dies by Kato's performance. It's just, it's all it comes down to, because he's like, I feel like he has the most lines almost. and he's just shit talking all these characters. And he's like, look, I need you guys to understand, you're not better than me. You all suck. You're an idiot. You're a cheater. You possibly one of us killed somebody before all this happened. He is just going for it the entire time. And his progression into insanity, which starts in the first 5 minutes of the movie, is just the chef's kiss of this junk food cinema film.
Well, speaking of progressions into insanity, Danny, keep going with your final thoughts.
Well, I was just going to say, I think I will watch this again someday. I will probably need a few beers. I will probably need a few beers and, you know, some other medical things to help me do the thing. But honestly, I watched this Stone Cold Sober, and I had a pretty great time. Maybe some other things were going on, but for me personally, I think you got a really good shitty movie. I don't want to repeat myself by saying that, but that's really what it comes down to. You're either going to tolerate this and enjoy it, or just despise everything about it. And I was here for it. I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. I think they were trying to do plot twists, but they failed.
The next scene is Luanne, or is Danny sitting there laughing about this movie. Camera pulls back. We can see the room around him is kind of dingy and bare, and the walls are nondescript and plain. Camera continues to fall back, and the door closes, and we can see the little window thing slide open. Patient X. It's your future, Danny. Don't deny it. It's going to make a great movie, and I'm going to make a shit ton of money about it someday, so I'm excited. Luanne?
I wanted to enjoy this one to the level that Danny does. That's
didn't we all?
What I was hoping for, really, you know, when I saw the initial, like, hey, here's a movie we're gonna, all right, that looks like this could be fun, and it had moments of fun and stuff, but I, for something like this to work for me anyway, I gotta at least kind of want somebody to win. And
yeah,
it didn't take very long for me to be like, I don't like any of you. And even the characters I could kind of get behind because they sort of work it that way. Then they reveal about one in particular, and I'm like, oh, you're like the worst one of all of them. I don't want you to get through this either. And then when we get to the survivor, I'm like, wait, who was that? I don't know. This has good elements. It was an interesting idea. I just, the execution just wasn't satisfying for me. This is like 2.5 out of 5 dosage miscalculations.
Right.
I hated this. I don't think it was good enough to be a bad movie to watch. And I know that. I do a fucking podcast about these goddamn things. And I think ultimately what I really didn't like was that it felt lazy. And it mainly came from the script and the actors. Now, the actors were trying to give it their all as much as they can. Like, I don't know if they knew it was, they're playing it for camp. Like, I think that's the problem, is that some of them are playing for camp. The other ones are playing it seriously. And they just didn't know what to do with the script. And probably the director just wasn't that great at, like, you know, directing this particular script, because I thought it looked okay. Like, I think even going back to what you originally said, Chris, is I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing what this guy does later on, and, you know, so on and so forth. But God, it was so bad. Like, I just hated the character so much from the very beginning, and I was just not, I couldn't be pulled into this. And so I was just kind of waiting throughout the whole movie, just like each of them dying, and they had some like interesting ideas here and there that I thought were like slightly clever, like it was almost fooling me. But I thought also it was just so incredibly unfunny that I was just getting really, really angry by the end of it, and I couldn't wait for it to end. I honestly think this is one of the worst movies I've seen so far this year. But I think I'm gonna give it 2 out of 10 bullets to the head, and honestly, just one will do it. But yeah, 2 for good measure.
Look, this movie already is fighting an uphill battle in that it's very derivative. The storyline is certainly something we've seen before in really insanely popular films and generally speaking, much better ones. I am not looking at you, sequels to Saw, for the record. But I would rather watch this than any of the Saw sequels, I'll tell you that much. But I think the real problem is that you've got these actors who are all fine. They're fine. They're a little nondescript, but they're acceptable enough. I didn't think anybody was a bad actor. You know, some of them, like the guy Kato, was actually doing what you're supposed to do, playing it over the top, and was pleasurable enough to watch on that level. The problem is, if you don't give all these people, take the situation that's this familiar, and you put all these people into the situation, and you make it really fast paced, and it's bloody and it's gory, everything about this could work great. Unless you have a terrible, unfunny script, which is exactly what they have here. It's a terrible, unfunny script. Nothing pays off well. None of the lines are funny except for that one herpes line. That's literally the only line in the whole movie I thought was even faintly amusing. Everything else is just the laziest writing. It so easily could have been made into a genuinely fun little, albeit probably slightly forgettable, horror comedy. But as it is, I can't recommend this to anybody really who's seen any other horror comedy. It's like, yeah, there's so many better options than this one. As Wright said, it's kind of, the comedy is written so bad, it's kind of hard to tell it is a comedy sometimes. Because you're like, oh, was that a joke? Mm-hmm. Didn't really feel like one. And that's because it just wasn't funny. I didn't care for this overall, but it was slickly made. It looks like a real movie, if that counts for anything at all.
Is that the tagline on the DVD box? Like, it looks like a real movie.
But it's fooling you. They don't put that part in. I'm going to give this 3.5 out of 10 raging cases of herpes.
I knew what kind of film this was going to be when somebody died by flashlight.
Yeah, that wasn't very bright of him.
Oh, God.
See, you should have written, you get to write the sequel because you can at least punch it up.
That movie will be lit.
Okay, never mind.